Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kathy is from Bellingham. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Kathy manages a dental practice. Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
You got your fingers in people's mouths all day?
No, I put my fingers in their wallet.
Hey.
I love it when they're funnier
than
we
are. That was the best response ever.
Well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kathy.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good
Enjoy
luck.
Your jam.
I just had to write a $1,000 check to my dentist.
Oh, that's tough.
I still owe another five.
That. It was worth it, though, wasn't it?
I still owe another five. Oh, no. She's awesome. I love my dentist. I am happy to write it. I mean, sort of.
Ish.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one, the Emmys will not have a host this year. The show's producer will instead spend an extra 10 or 20 minutes on saluting shows rather than a host's monologue. This is following the success of which award show that went hostless and saw a ratings bump earlier this year?
The Grammys.
Question number two. In a new interview, Nicolas Cage talks about taking roles just for the money, searching for the Holy Grail, and convincing Johnny Depp to act back when he just wanted to be a musician. Speaking of doing movies just for the money, name the 2007 film where he played a flaming skull that rode a motorcycle.
Oh, something Rider. Don't know. Something Rider.
Question number three. Bella Hadid and The Weeknd have reportedly split again. When can The Weeknd not feel his face?
Oh, don't know.
Question number four. Yeah. Shawn Mendes turning 21 today. I don't know if you guys have heard he's playing a private performance for us on Cape Cod very soon.
I did hear about that. Yeah, there was something on the radio about it.
Shawn Mendes was discovered in an interesting manner. How did it happen?
YouTube.
Question number five. Fox has announced that Jussie Smollett will not return to Empire. He continues to come under fire for staging a fake hate crime. Which city did this take place in?
Los Angeles.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I don't think you're going to have your hand in our boss Sal's wallet today, unfortunately.
Let's hope you're better at collections
not
than
today.
Trivia. All right,
maybe
so
can come to my office.
Kathy from Bellingham, Kennedy got zero out
come
of five. On. Yes, that is what we call a Mel. Yes, Mel.
Wicked wick, girl. I hope you better with teeth. That's a Mel.
Much, much better with treatment and planning.
You got a cavity of the brain. Dental puns, Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, these are tough. You ready?
Bad dental puns, yep. Kennedy.
Oh.
The Emmys will not have a host this year, Kennedy. This is following the success of which award show that went hostless and saw ratings bump earlier this year?
The Oscars?
1-0. Question number two. Nicolas Cage, in a new interview, talks about taking roles just for the money. I can't believe he's ever done that.
Who wouldn't?
Searching for the Holy Grail and convincing Johnny Depp to act back when he just wanted to be a musician. Speaking of doing movies just for the money, name the 2007 film where he played a flaming skull that rode a motorcycle.
Ghost Rider. And Ghost Rider 2.
2-0.
There was a Ghost Rider 2.
Yeah, there was. Let's not get it twisted.
Question number three. Bella Hadid and The Weeknd have reportedly split again. When can't The Weeknd feel his face?
When I'm with you.
Yeah, I'll take that. When he's with you. But yeah.
Yeah, but 3-0.
Question.
Oh, Eric.
Don't make. Yeah, I understand. Okay, I got you.
Shawn Mendes turning 21 years old today, Kennedy. It's all downhill from here.
Oh. So are we going to bring shots to the beach house then?
Hey.
Shawn was discovered in an interesting manner. How did it happen?
Oh, I don't know. Playing in a subway.
Vine.
The Vine. The greatest platform that ever lived, Kennedy.
I miss Vine.
It is my favorite.
3-0. Question number 5. Fox has announced that Jussie Smollett will not return to Empire. He continues to come under fire for staging a fake hate crime. Which city did that take place
Chicago.
In?
Chicago.
Did. That is 4-0. Nice job, Kennedy. You get the win. I'm sorry.
Nice job, Kennedy.
You don't get the cash, but you have 4 tickets to Kennedy Lake Park, where all the fun is. Thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island with the tidal river and private cabanas. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, my name is Kathy. I'm from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Congratulations, you're Rain Man.
All right, let's get to Kennedy. Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Definitely 246.
Beat her.
246 jingles.
Definitely the Worko World jingle. Definitely Worko World.
246 jingles. Wapner. You can't gotta watch her. Wapner.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. All this week, it is Redemption Week, where we give Kennedy a chance to redeem herself against the most recent competitors to have defeated her. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the score when you won before?
5-4.
Ooh.
All right.
Good one.
What do you do for a living, Kristen?
I'm an accountant.
Make money.
I thought you said I'm not telling.
That's what I thought she said at first, too.
She said accountant.
I immediately went, oh, she's a secret agent.
That would have been a great answer.
Yeah.
Kristen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Kristen is serious about this.
Kristen's like, I like money and I like winning.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. You know that. Kennedy's got 2,856 wins. She's got 239 losses. You're one of those. And she has now stepped into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. It looks like Cameron Diaz isn't ending her retirement anytime soon. She said, I've given more than half of my life to the public. I feel like it's okay for me to take some time for myself. In 1998, she starred in a movie with Ben Stiller. There's Something About Blank.
Mary.
Question number 2. Channing Tatum is taking a break from all social media. He says he wants to be in the real world for a while. Who is his ex-wife?
What's her name? Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Question number 3. Scott Stapp turning 46 today. He is the singer for which band that had the huge hit with Arms Wide Open?
Ooh, Creed.
With Arms Wide Open.
See, I didn't want to give her that hint, though. I didn't want to make it so easy. Question number 4. Jennifer Aniston's ex, Justin Theroux, has opened a dive bar in New York called Ray's. How many times has she been married?
Was she married to him? Was she married to him? No, I don't think so. I'm going to go with 1.
Question number 5. Today is National CBD Day.
Hey.
Shout out to our girl Kennedy. In 2012, 2 states became the first in the union to legalize cannabis recreationally. Name them both.
Ooh.
It's a tough one. All right, I need an answer.
Let's go with
Utah.
Oregon?
And
I want to say.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Colorado.
Please.
Kennedy!
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kristen got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
These are really tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Looks like Cameron Diaz isn't ending her retirement anytime soon. She said she's given up more than half of her life to the public, and she feels like it's okay for her to take some time for herself. In 1998, she starred in a movie with Ben Stiller. It's called There's Something About Blank.
Mary.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Channing Tatum is taking a break from all social media. He says he wants to be in the real world for a while. Who is his ex-wife?
Jenna Dewan.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Scott Stapp turning 46 today. He is the singer for a band that had the huge hit With Arms Wide Open.
Creed.
All right, we're tied at 3. Question number 4. Jennifer Aniston's ex, Justin Theroux, has opened a dive bar in New York called Ray's. How many times has she been married?
twice.
It is twice. Yes, she was married to him. Question number five. Today is National CBD Day, Kennedy.
All right, let's go.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's like asking a swimmer if they know what water is. Of course she knows.
In 2012, two states became the first in the union to legalize cannabis recreationally. Name them both.
Colorado. I don't think it was Massachusetts. Colorado and California?
Washington was the correct answer, Kennedy. But you still get the win. 4-3. Redemption is yours.
Redemption is mine.
Yes. I'm sorry, Kristen. You don't get the win, but I do have a pair of tickets to go see Beck and Cage the Elephant, along with Spoon, August 15th at the Xfinity Center. Also, you have a pair of passes into an exclusive campfire acoustic session with the band Cage the Elephant. So you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming back for Redemption Week. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kristen from Pelham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Like the Tin Man trying to hit the
Dougie. You can try, right, but exactly. Man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man,
need some lube.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Nicole is from Drakett. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Nicole played once before, and she lost 1-0.
Oh, wow.
I did.
It's a day for both of you.
That was a tough day.
So her six-year-old son, Xander, has been begging for her to redeem herself ever since.
All right, let's do it.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, Nicole.
Hi, Kennedy. Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. You're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She's got 2,856 wins, 239 losses. Question number one. U2's The Edge, turning 58 years old today. Which instrument does The Edge play?
Drums.
Question number two. Beyonce's Vogue cover from last year is being added to Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery.
Yes, it is.
Which pop star had a number one hit with a song named Vogue?
Madonna.
Question number three, one of Woody Harrelson's biggest career regrets turned out to be a windfall for Tom Cruise. He says he was offered Jerry Maguire, and he's like, nobody's going to give a crap about an agent. The biggest quote from Jerry Maguire's, from the Jerry Maguire movie, or from Jerry Maguire, is show me the blank.
Money?
Question Carfax. Number what?
Show me the Carfax.
Show me the Carfax. Yes, thank you, Dan. Halle Bailey. Is it Halle?
Yes,
Halle Bailey.
Halle Bailey says she's ignoring the negativity surrounding her being chosen as the new Little Mermaid. In the movie, what does Ariel give the sea witch, Ursula, in exchange for legs so she can walk on land?
Her voice.
Question number five. Wesley Snipes has joined the cast of Coming to America, the sequel. He starred in a basketball movie alongside Woody Harrelson back in the 90s. What was that movie called?
No. I don't know.
Show me the money. No. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Show me the car.
Where was Xander at on that one? I didn't hear him pulling his weight there, redeeming the family name.
Is he off at camp or something?
No, he's still here. He's listening very intently.
Okay. Kennedy, Nicole got 3 out of 5 right.
Okay.
It's 3 times more than you got last time. No, not 3. Only 2.
Oh.
No, I got, she got number 3, number 2, and number 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Dan, you missed one. That's unusual.
I'm playing hurt today.
That's okay. Kennedy, question number 1. U2's The Edge, turning 58 years old today. Which instrument does The Edge play?
The guitar.
He does play the guitar, not drums.
It's Larry. Come on, Nick.
Larry Mullen plays drums, yes. Question number 2. Beyonce's Vogue cover from last year is being added to the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. Which pop star had a number one hit with a song named Vogue?
Madonna.
2-1, question number 3. One of Woody Harrelson's biggest career regrets turns out to be a windfall for Tom Cruise. He says, and I quote, I was offered Jerry Maguire, and I'm like, nobody's going to give a crap about an agent. The biggest quote from Jerry Maguire is, show me the blank.
Money.
3-2, question number 4. Halle Bailey says she's ignoring the negativity surrounding her being chosen as the new Little Mermaid. In the movie, what does Ariel give the sea witch Ursula in exchange for her legs so she can walk on land?
Her voice? I was getting stares from both directions.
I know.
I see
what's taking so long. 4-3, question number 5. Wesley Snipes has joined the cast of Coming to America, the sequel, Kennedy.
Okay.
Another thing we don't need. He starred in a basketball movie alongside Woody Harrelson back in the 90s. What was it called?
White Man Can't Jump.
That is right.
White Chocolate.
We go with Sizzler.
All I remember from that movie is because Rosie Perez is in it and she goes on Jeopardy. And she's like, Quince. Because she studied letters, words that started with Q. Yeah.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nicole, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to check out the monthly patio pig roast happening August 21st at Casa Cana. There will be a pig roast signature side items prepared by a visiting chef, specialty cocktails, and live music, and proceeds will be donated to Share Our Strength. You can buy tickets at CasaCanaBoston.com. Nicole, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Nicole from Drake It, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.